So it's Friday, senior race day. Jamie, you just finished your second race, a bit delayed, which is a bit of a shame, I guess, but I suppose good to get a couple of races under your belt. I'm also joined by Jake, who's part of the team up here. Perhaps if you start with yourself, Jamie. Last time we spoke was pre-racing. You've now had two and a half laps on the Monday, so let's talk a little bit about that. Obviously, you got short flagged in the end, but how was that first race? Was the nerves going up on the start line different from practicing? How was that experience?
Yeah, no, I didn't really change the way I approached any of it since, well, the whole 2 weeks. Everything was all the same. Like, I didn't change anything, didn't try and change my mindset, because it was just basically, well, Monday was a three-lap race, so, like, I just was treating them as three more practice laps, basically, and then another two today on Friday.
And how was that Monday race? Obviously some, at that stage, personal laps, best laps, is again just about chipping away again.
Yeah, just about chipping away, but I managed to do my fastest lap again of the week. Like I said previously, I've just been building every lap. I've been pretty much going faster, apart from obviously the damp Friday, what we had. Mm-hmm. Everything's just been building the whole 2 weeks, really.
Yeah. And I suppose, with the reduction, which I suppose frustrating when you're there, you're only riding this class, but appreciating, I suppose, the senior guys, they're doing six laps later, so I suppose part of the reduction of the super sport is to stop those guys having to do a lot of laps, but I guess some frustration on your side.
Yeah, I would have liked to do a four lap race, definitely, but a two lap race is better than no two lap race in my eyes. It's just more experience, and yeah, and just still building now, still got a lot of places where I can go in, obviously a lot faster, but I've just been safe, really. Yeah. I've not pushed the parcel, just, yeah.
So today you ended up with a 116.9. I know, like any racer, I suppose, slightly frustrated that their OCD didn't get to 117, but I'm sure you're more than pleased with that from where you began 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, definitely. It is, like you said, it's frustrating not getting to a 117. I actually caught someone and I got onto the back of them at since the bottom of Bagaro, and I didn't manage to pass them till Solby Strait. There's a few places where maybe could have, but I just wanted to be safe in the way I was passing, because I didn't the first year. I just wanted to be safe, really. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to get a bad.
You're safe every year. Every year, Jamie, not just this year.
Yeah.
I think I heard you mention just you went out there, maybe a bit of arm pump as well.
Yeah,
exactly. So maybe you just want to describe what that is to listeners.
Yeah, so arm pump's basically where your arms, your forearms, like, pretty much tense up, and, like, sometimes once it gets really bad, like, the you go numb and you can't pull the brake in as much pressure as you need to, because your just arms aren't there to give what you need, basically.
And what causes the arm? I assume, obviously, riding the bike, is it the pressure? Is it the?
I think it's
your boy arms.
Yeah, my boy arms. Yeah. It's quite hard to say, because I suffer really bad on a motocross bike with arm pump, but I've been getting it little bits over the 2 weeks. But on my second lap, coming into Balcrane, I had a really bad arm pump, but pretty much all the way, and I was just trying to relax. Like, going past just before the Glendorf, like, I was trying to relax there, but it's one of the bumpiest places, and I'm telling myself to relax, to let my arms be freer, to obviously to try and get rid of it. But
can you ever fix the problem?
You can get an operation, what it opens a muscle up or something, I think. What can help.
So it's constraint somewhat, and then the operation will just open it up. So we'll do that later after a few beers.
Yeah, no problem.
So, Jake, you've been here for a couple of weeks now. How have you found the experience supporting Jamie, and maybe talk a bit about the role you've had here with him?
Yeah, so I came up on the start of practice week. I've been talking to Jamie about doing the TT for a while now. So, it all of a sudden came to us dead fast. So we started practice week. I've been up here, we do the practices, fuel the bike up, get it ready to go. And then it's my first time up here in the pits with someone, so I was doing, normally I'm out on the hedges watching, as we always are. So this one's been quite a bit different, like a shock to the system. So,
And have you found, obviously seeing a mate going out racing, is that an exhilarating thing, a nervous thing, a bit of both?
It's a bit of both, really. I didn't think I'd be fazed by it, but obviously when you hear of crashes or you hear of incidents on the track and you can't find your rider, then it's a bit nerve-wracking, especially when it's your mate. So
you were part of the fueling crew, and obviously today was shortened, but on Monday, so it was a, as they say, a splash and dash.
Yeah, so...
I was, you know, talk us through that.
Monday was our first race, wasn't it? So we were in the pits in the mandatory first lap stop. That was a shortened race as well, wasn't it?
That was
a three-lap race. But basically just brim the tank as soon as he comes in to finish the last two laps. It was quite a good first stop for us. It's a first pit stop I've done anyway. It was just less than a minute, I think. So
yeah, I was chatting to your old man, and you just don't really get practice, do you?
Just go straight in, and there's no real way to practice with fuel up there on the Bowsers. So, but no, it went well. Good to see him doing
next
well.
Next 4 years of fueling for people.
Yeah,
So yeah, I know, Jamie, you ended up 29th today in the again. In the Super Sport. So obviously, super pleased with that.
Yeah, that definitely. Over the moon to come away with a top 30 finish. I was 0.1 behind 28th, so there's nothing in that again. From Monday's race, I was running around 36th. I had two boards out around about, and then unfortunately after the accident, after they rolled it back a lap, I don't know how it all worked out, but I ended up finishing 42nd, and then to go from 42nd to 29th is a big leap.
So just talk about the boards a little bit. I think most of us, when we're watching, we're like, how the hell do you read those things?
I suppose things start happening a lot slower now. I would say my brain's getting used to the speeds you're doing. Like, you can start picking out things, and then I got my first board. Well, I actually didn't get a board on the first lap, so I didn't even know where I was. And then my first board was Blath, so I'd done a lap and a half, and I seen, at the time I was P26, and I seen that, and I thought, has he put a two instead of a three on the board? So I was just like, I'll just carry on, that's what I'm doing. And then that was the only board I actually got. But I just, like I said, I suffered really bad in the last lap with arm pump.
Maybe some ways glad it was reduced to three from four to two.
Yeah, it might have worked in my favour that it was reduced, but yeah.
I assume you'd be back.
Yeah, definitely.
Does everyone else know this?
Probably
they do
not,
now.
But I'm sure they'll assume they're going to see me back.
Right. And again, we chatted before we came on. Crowds again, appreciate you travelling at high speed, but does the circuit generally, you get a vibe, certainly from practice week to race week, there's a lot more people sat around?
Yeah, there is a lot more come race week. Like I was speaking to Jake the other night there, and like, you're coming, for an example, coming into Hillbury, and you break either at the second markers at the end of the wall there, and it was like coming to the end of practice week, I think it was. And like, you couldn't see the sign or nothing because there's that many people there. So it was like, to start off with, it's another new thing for me. So I was like trying to learn where it was again because there's so many people there, and it's just basically covered it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Not something I suppose you'd think about till it happens.
No, not
where's
really.
My breakpoint gone?
No.
Now it's a man in a red coat or whatever. So something I suppose we haven't talked about at all, and I certainly didn't want to prior to the racing, but there's no getting away from the danger here, and obviously we've had some tragedies this year, as sadly as most years. How do you, during the week, deal with that on a personal level?
I would say I probably dealt with it a lot worse to start off with myself, because even when you're leaving the house, you're like, this might be my last time leaving the house here, so like, sort of dragging my heels a bit when I was going out, and you take a good look round of everything, and but I suppose as it's got, the week's gone on, or the 2 weeks have gone on, like, it has got easier, but you're still going out the house thinking, like, this might be my last footsteps out the door.
Yeah. And that, do you think, obviously that's a very much personal thought process, and your family, is that, again, I'm sure it is part of that process, that see what you're doing, and we spoke to your dad about it, and you're a man, you can make your own decisions, but I assume it must again go through your thought process.
Yeah,
I mean, it's obviously dangerous, any motorbike racing, let alone here. But
yeah, it's not nice for anyone, to be honest, anyone around you and even knows you that you're doing it, because, and if you're sucked in, and if you love the TT, and if you're good friends with someone, they're going to be checking on you the whole time to see where you're up to, like what sector you've, if you've been through, and if there's, yeah, if there's been an accident, like, I've phoned home straight away.
Yeah, heard those instructions, pull over, find a marshal.
Yeah,
take
pull
his phone.
Over, and just grab a phone off someone and just phone back, just say I'm all right, and then it gets basically put in a group chat that basically I'm fine, I'm just, obviously, yeah.
So, talking about, I was listening to some other bits about the TT, I suppose that let's talk just about a couple of the bigger corners around here, on around them, so maybe like Gorse Lee. How have you found that progression through like a real fast bend there, which I assume is fourth or fifth, I don't know, and progression through there, I assume pushing there.
Yeah, I've still got, today was the best I've been through it, like the 2 weeks. I was basically, you're in fifth, you flat out all the way up to it, and obviously the top boys, they're flat out all the way through it, but like, I was only slightly rolling, and then as soon as you know where you're at, and you can sense the speed, where you're going, and obviously where you've been previously through there, and how what line you're on, when you can basically get back on the power. So today was basically, I didn't chop the throttle completely, but it was like a bit of a roll, and then get set up, and then go basically. So you want to get back on the throttle as fast, the sooner you can to get out the corner, better. Mm. That's what this place is about.
And I assume it's that the exiting, is it mid-exit most corners? Then here you're back on the throttle, conscious, I assume, that the back doesn't slide too much.
Yeah, you want to. So what they say is around here is slow in, fast out, because there's the straights are so long after most of the exits to the corners. You want to be as fast as you can coming out, because like a couple of mile an hour faster out of an exit of a corner could be 5 mile an hour at the end of the street, and obviously that's time.
Yeah. And another thing then, maybe to explain to people that are interested, negative camera, you hear the camber. Yeah, you hear that talked about quite a bit, so that's where the road runs away from where you're going, I suppose. Is that
yeah,
the way to describe it?
So the negative is the wrong side of the road for the crown. So basically, if you end up going on to the opposite side to where you're meant to be, it'll try and push you wide.
Okay.
So I've found like there's two bad places where I've found at the minute, which is Glen Helen at the bottom of the hill, and then the right at the top, which is
onto the Cronk Navodi.
Yeah,
Sarah's.
So you just got to be really cautious and get the bike stood up to drive there. But Sarah's, I would say, is the worst corner at the minute for me. In the future, it might change, but at the minute, that's where I find the most.
Seems to tighten again. I don't know on a push bike, but it does seem to tighten as well. So I assume it's hard.
Yeah.
To again, judge where to get on the power, let alone the cambers going away.
Yeah, it's a really weird corner, because you've got to go in dead late, but you want to get on the power as soon as you can, because obviously you're all the way down Cronk Navodi. So as soon as you're back on the power from there, like that's you then till the bottom of Cronk Navodi, basically to the 11th. So yeah.
Yeah, every bit counts. So. Just, I suppose, moving away slightly from the TT, what's next racing-wise for you?
Racing-wise, we're going to go to No Limits in July to Anglesey. Hmm. That's the next stop.
Is that going to be boring after this?
I hope not. And then I would say we'll probably be coming to the Classic. I've potentially got something lined up, but nothing's for definite yet. And then there's a BSB in I think it's the start of October at Donington Park, where I've been meaning to get to BSB, but it's just not worked out. We met a go in 2019, and then there was 2 weekends in between. I came home and damaged my left shoulder and broke my right wrist in a motocross training incident. And then obviously COVID's been around, and it's just like it's just not worked out getting there. So I 100% want to go to Donington this year and do BSB. Yeah.
And I suppose just on that note, ultimately, not only the TT, but racing all year round, ultimately without people like Jake around to give you a hand, your family, and I suppose a shout out to your sponsor. I know we've got a list here of sponsors, and I appreciate it's a long list, but I think it's important just to quickly read through them, because ultimately you wouldn't be here without any of them.
Yeah, definitely. Nothing's possible without obviously who's been here and contributed money, been here for free to give a hand the whole time. Like, none of it's not just about me, it's about as a team, and it's a team effort for the lot. So I'll just quickly read out who's sponsored me this year for TT, which is much appreciated. AGR Motorsports, KPC Construction, RC Graphics, No Limits, Climate Control, Radcliffe Butchers, Ideal Developments, Alderman Motorcycles, Reynolds and Turner, Collins and Steel, AAA Construction, Daryl West, Rex Physio, Island Fuels, Keyside Tires, Bond's Restaurant, Sensations, Sean Harrison, Lynn and Moffy, Moffy Jr., Gav Hunt, Big H, Mickey Mullen, and Dying Dale.
Mickey Mullen, it sounds like a gangster, doesn't it? I don't know who he is, but yeah, he sounds like a gangster name. So Jake, do you have bikes yourself, Jake?
Yeah, I do a bit of racing. Okay. I used to do enduro, some like European and world championships.
Right.
And then a lot of injuries later, with no money coming in when you're injured, just had to get a job really. So just ride for fun.
Right. So any plan to go back to
this much any time biking? Out? Yeah. No. Well, I do bits now. I do little bits. Just a bit of fun really down the beach. Some enduros over here and motocrossers with Jamie. So.
Yeah. Right. I think that's a fan club trying to get in the door there on the banging. So. Hopefully next year we can see and do a similar for that second year experience. Appreciate your time over the last couple of weeks, because I'm sure the last thing you want to be doing is talking to me after
now. No, and now thank you want to get for your time as
pleasure.
Well.
No pleasure.
Yeah,
and hopefully you enjoy the beers.
Yeah.
And congratulations. Very
thanks
good
very
TT.
Much. Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks for joining us, Jake. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.